Welcome, treasured viewers, to Golden Age Technology, here on Supermaster Television. We recently attended the Gadget Show live event held at the National Exhibition Centre, NEC, in Birmingham, England. The exhibition was an international showcase with some of the biggest names in the fields of computing, home entertainment, security, communications, and many more in attendance. It was the first live event based on the popular UK television series, The Gadget Show. At the exhibition, we spoke with representatives from eHome Automation, a United Arab Emirates-based company, and DIY Kyoto, a company from Britain. These are two innovative companies that are bringing exciting home automation and high-tech energy-saving technologies into residences around the world. Let's now meet Tim Alert, Technical Director for eHome Automation.
Hi there, I'm Tim Ellett, Technical Director of eHome Automation, and I'm going to give you a brief demo of our eHome Controls home automation system. The home automation system allows you to control five main areas of your house. You have a lighting control, which hopefully above our heads over there we can pull on and off. We have a security control, so we have a surveillance and alarm panel for these that you can pull across and control. Under security, we have the ability to stream and control web cameras and also control in-house standard alarm systems, which you can just unarm or enter a PIN code and arm, if I have the right code. Moving along, we have multi-room audio, and as you can see in the system here, we have speakers throughout the house. These are per room, so you can control music in different rooms of your house, and we virtualize a system called Opus, where they have nice panels, which you'll see on the walls later. We also control heating and ventilation and air conditioning, so all of our LCD switches and control switches allow us to directly control air conditioning systems.
Home automation means we can manage home appliances, lights and devices from a control in the palm of our hand.
The main key concept though about this system is the ability to control any device. So it's regardless whether it's a light or a lamp or whatever, it's one touch control and you're turning these on and off. And the key thing about this is the energy usage. As you can see here, as I'm changing the lights on and off, you'll see the amount of energy that's being used and the amount it's costing you changes instantly. And that's because all of our systems report back their energy, report back what each device is using. And so at the end of the day, you can find out how much is my washing machine costing me, you know, if I leave it on now at night or if I leave it on in the morning, and you can see exactly for that device, as opposed to just the whole house. We also allow access from the web, so wherever you are in the world, you can control this system. So via tablets, via media center plugins, via iPhones, which hopefully pull in here, and so you could just use your standard iPhone application, select a device, and then control the lighting, which I'm just controlling above my head, or set a scene, or mood lighting, or set a house mode. The system allows you to be very bespoke with your own creations. It gives you a lot of power to create exactly what you want through powerful events engines, which are done through wizards, so for the home user, very easy for them to set up and use. key feature of the system is the fact that it gives you individual control of every device in your house, whether that's a security camera, whether that is a messenger or pager, whether that's a light, whether it's an oven. And the key thing about that control is the energy message it gives you, the ability for you to be able to make sure, whether you're on the beach in Hawaii or whether you're sitting in your house, that your oven is off or the lights are off or you're not spending too much money. This is one of our latest devices. It's actually, it's not been released to the market yet, but it's very coming to market very soon. And it is a it's our communicator device. We call these the eHome room controllers or room communicators. They allow you one-touch control, just like the other interfaces of your house. But they also have a built-in camera and speakers and microphone, which allows you to have things like Skype conversations with people or communicate with other people throughout your house or from villa to villa or from country to country. It doesn't matter. It sits on your table, gives you control of your house, so it's a one-for-all remote control as well, and works with wireless. And you should hopefully see this in the market in the next 3 to 4 months.
We'll take a short pause now. When Golden Age Technology resumes, we'll speak with a representative from DIY Kyoto, who will show us how their exciting new product that can help us conserve energy in our homes. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Golden Age Technology. Let's now return to the Gadget Show live exhibition in Birmingham, England. An enormous display of some of the latest and greatest consumer electronic devices on the planet. Our Supreme Master Television correspondent, met Darcy Stavall, sales manager from DIY Kyoto, a UK-based company that has designed a brilliant new energy monitoring device called the Watson.
Hello, so this is the Watson, and the way it helps you save electricity is by letting you know what's happening in your house, what's using electricity, and it takes it and it reads the wattage you're using and transfers it into the cost of what you're using. To set it up, you take this unit and you attach it to the cable coming out of your meter, and it reads the amount of electricity going through it, and then it sends it wirelessly to your Watson unit, which is one of these guys here, and it transfers it into pounds based on whatever your rate is for electricity per watt.
And in what way can we use this device to help us save energy in our homes?
Well, one of the big things is it gives you an idea of what's using electricity, how much electricity it's using, and the things you need to be aware of just on a daily basis. So there's simple things, like for right now, it thinks that it has on a television. So a television running for a year is 319 pounds. Then that's based on just a standard rate. But if you add in, say, you turn a light on, this is a standard incandescent light, it goes up about 114 pounds. And then change that, to turn this off, and it'll go down to say what this wattage is. And then you can see here's the difference between, this is a low energy light bulb versus incandescent light. So per use, just by changing to a low energy light, it's 22 pounds a year, so it's quite a significant difference. Then what the unit does is it figures out the average amount per home, what you use, and every house is going to be different based on size, what kind of appliances you're using. On this unit, since it's been attached to this all day, it thinks that having a television and a couple lights on is the average. So the back of the unit will glow in a purple color. Then when you use something with high energy, say the kettle or your oven or something that uses lots of electricity, it then goes red, telling you you're using an excessive amount of electricity compared to your normal standard use. So that's just like an automatic, something you can see right away and understand what's happening. From there, it stores all this information for everything you do within the month in the system. So at the end of the month, you plug it into this, to the port through here, and you download it into the home's programming system, which takes all of your information based on the electricity you used, and it graphs it out based on month to month, day to day. You can even see within a day how much electricity, what part of the day using the most electricity.
Let's now learn how else the Watson can help make us energy-wise consumers.
The more you live with it, the more you get used to where the numbers are and if they're in a place they should be. For example, my house tends to be around 430 pounds on like just a standard day with everything running. But I have it in my kitchen, and as I leave the house in the morning, I check it. And if I see that it's at 600, 700, I know that I've obviously left some lights on upstairs. Another good feature to this is all the pieces are recyclable. It can be taken apart, everything can be recycled, and the packaging is all recyclable material. Okay, so this is a sensor clip which reads the electricity, and this is the transmitter that sends information to your Watson. You can also, if you happen to have solar energy or other components that bring in renewable energy to your home, you can get extra clips, and then it reduces the cost from your Watson. So the Watson is a wireless piece. This information gets sent from this transmitter to your Watson wherever it is in your house. So you can put it on different floors. It doesn't have to be in the same area as your energy reader.
Bravo DIY Kyoto for creating such a practical and beneficial system for aiding our management of energy use in the home. And well done, eHome Automation, for leading the way in high-tech smart home automation. Thank you, caring viewers, for joining us today on Golden Age Technology. It was our pleasure to bring you some of the latest consumer technology from the Gadget Show live in Birmingham, England. Next up is vegetarianism, the noble way of living, coming up after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May we all strive to walk ever more gently on our beautiful planet by being efficient users of energy in our daily lives.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.